Now that it's December, we can officially say Merry Christmas, right?
现在我们终于到了十二月，我们可以正式的说，我们已经到了圣诞的季节了。
So I'll start out by saying Merry Christmas this morning.
所以我要开始说，圣诞快乐。
All right. So this Deuteronomy chapter 6. It's good to see so many here. It's good to see Kenneth and Elvis back. So good to see you guys.
然后，真的很感谢看到大家这么多的人。
And today I hope the message will be a help to us.
我希望今天的经文可以成为大家的帮助。
This passage has actually been on my mind for quite a while. Back in the summer, I had the opportunity to take a seminary class, and the teacher spent some time on this, and it's been on my mind ever since.
这个经节一直萦绕在我的脑海当中。在夏天的时候，我参加了一个圣经学院的一个课程，然后从那个时候开始。这个经节就一直在我的心里。
I'm going to go ahead and read our text, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9.
我们要一起来读我们今天的经文，是《生命记》第六章第一节到第九节。
After I read, we'll go ahead and pray, and we'll jump right into the sermon.
牧师读完以后呢，他就要开始，我们就要开始来祷告，接着就要开始讲道。
Starting in verse 1, it says this, Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, Lord, we thank you for your awesome word.
父神，我们为着您可畏的创造来感谢您。
Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to come into your house together with brothers and sisters.
也为您让我们有再一次有这样的机会和兄弟姐妹一起来到您的殿中来感谢您。
But thank you for the worship and the worship team this morning.
我们感谢您让我们有这样子的敬拜，有这样子的敬拜团队。
We ask that as we look at your word today, Lord, that we would be challenged by your word.
求您让我们今天在看您的经文的时候，我们可以心中被您来激励。
And that we would be changed through it.
我们也会因此而改变。
Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
I don't get my notes right now, the whole time I'll be fumbling through them. So when we think of the title of the sermon this morning is Listen Up.
今天早上的题目呢是听好了。
And I'm sure all of us, we've heard that phrase before, listen up.
我相信大家肯定之前都已经听过这样子的一个短语。
And usually, those two words, that get your attention.
这个词呢就是要来引起大家的注意。
Usually, it's spoken with some type of authority.
基本上都是一些有权威、有影响的人来说的。
So when you hear that phrase, you're quick to listen, especially depending on who it is that's speaking.
所以呢，当你听到的时候，你可能就要快快的听，尤其是看到是谁在说这话的时候。
Maybe you've heard your boss say it before when he's telling the team, "Hey, we guys need to listen up. I have something important to let everyone know."
可能你听到你的老板曾经说过，然后对整个团队说，队员们，我们要开始，要好好听了。
Or a professor or a teacher says, "Hey, this is your assignment. When it's due, you better listen up, so you know what's going on."
或者是你的教授、你的老师对学生说，这是你的作业，你得好好听着。
As parents, how many times have we said that to our children?
作为父母来说，我们多少次的对我们的孩子说这句话？
And how many times did they not listen up, right?
然后也有好多次他们不听，是不是？
And so this phrase is demanding our attention. It says to pay careful attention to what I'm about to say.
所以这句话就是要引起我们的注意，让我们可以来对所要讲的话引起注意。
And it's more than just, hey, listen, and it's more than just, hey, entertain me and hear the sound of my voice, but actually do what I'm about to tell you to do.
而且它也不只是停止于让我们来听，然后让我们的耳朵来听，而是当我们听完之后要去行动。
As parents, we understand that, right? When we tell our kids to listen up and we tell them, we're not just wanting them to enjoy the sound of our voice, but we want them to actually act on what we've said.
作为父母来说呢，当我们对我们的孩子说这句话的时候，我们不想他只是听了然后高兴，觉得我们的声音很好，而是真的听进去以后呢，可以在他们的行为当中表现出来。
And as I mentioned, especially depending on the person that's speaking, we are quick to pay attention.
我也刚才讲到，当那个人在说的时候，我们就要好好的听，然后要快快的来注意。
If it's somebody that we find important or well respected, we want to hear what they have to say.
当我们听一个重要的人讲话的时候呢，我们就要快快的听，去仔细的听他讲什么。
If you've ever been to a conference, whether it's a Bible conference or something to do with work,you go there to hear maybe the breakout sessions or the other speakers, but mainly to hear that keynote speaker.
当我们去一个比如说基督教的大会或者是其他的会议的时候呢，我们到那儿，可能不只是去听一些小小的一些讨论会或者什么，你去那里是为了听，更重要的是为了听那边主要讲员的信息。
The person who's maybe an expert in their field.
那个在他的领域当中是专家的那一位。
And here Moses has an important message to speak to the nation of Israel.
这时候在这个经文当中，摩西对于以色列人有一个很重要的信息。
In a sense, he's getting ready to tell them, hey, nation, you need to listen up to what I'm about to say.
在他说之前呢，他对以色列人说，以色列人，你要好好的听。
Now Moses was a pretty important guy in the nation as the leader, but also this was a message that God had given him to speak to the people.
摩西他本身就是一个非常重要的一个领导人，但这是神所给他的信息。
And to understand the context why this message was so important is the people were standing right there on the border just ready to go into the promised land that God had promised to them.
为什么这个信息这么重要呢？就是因为那些以色列民他们就已经站在迦南地的边上了，马上就要进入迦南地。
They were just about ready to see the fulfillment of God's promise.
他们很快就要看到神的应许要成就。
And here Moses is, he's at the end of his life. He doesn't have much time left. Maybe this is his last chance to impart some encouragement and instructions to the nation.
摩西也已经快要到了他年岁的末了，他已经没有很多的时间了，可能这是他对以色列人的最后一次讲道。
And he has a strong agenda in his message. He wants to remind and instruct them how they are to live as God's people in this promised land.
还有一个非常重要的信息，就是他想告诉以色列人，他想神要他们怎么样在这样一个应许之地去活出他们的诫命。
He wants them to understand that going into the promised land, that's not the end, that's just the beginning.
他想再一次的提醒他们，进入应许之地不是一个结束，而是他们一个新的开始。
He points out that there's a lot at stake.
他告诉他们这里有很大的影响。
In verses 1 to 3, I'll go ahead and read it. It says, Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you,And that you may multiply greatly as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey.
对第一节到第三节这样写道，这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。以色列啊，你要听，要谨守遵行，使你可以在那流奶与蜜之地得以享福，人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖的神所应许你的。
There's much at stake here.
这个非常重大的一件事情。
It says here that if you follow God's command, if you obey God, and you'll be His people in this land that's flowing with milk and honey, God will bless you. You will have success.
摩西在这里是说，你如果在这个应许之地，你要谨守遵行神所给你的典章律法的话，你在这上面就可以亨通，神会祝福你。
But he points out that the opposite is true. If they're unfaithful, if they're disobedient to the Lord, then they would fail, and ultimately they would be punished by God.
反之也是如此。当他们背离神、离弃神、不遵行神的诫命的时候，神也会咒诅他们。
And this message that Moses is delivering is not a new message.
摩西在这里所讲的信息不是一个新的信息。
This is Moses is repeating what's already been told to the nation.
摩西在这里只是重复已经告诉他们的信息。
I found this interesting. The word Deuteronomy actually means second telling.
在这里生命记其实是第二次的讲道。
So Moses is retelling what he's already told them before.
摩西在这里是再讲一遍他以前已经讲过的信息。
One example of that is in Deuteronomy chapter 5. He tells them the Ten Commandments which had previously been told to them in Exodus 20.
有一个例子就是在生命记的第五章，这是摩西在重申十诫，这个十诫在以前已经讲过了。
The people had already been taught how they were to live in faithful, obedient relationship with God.
那些以色列人他们已经知道他们应该怎样顺服神，活出神的诫命。
God had made a covenant with the people that he would be their God and they would be his people. They were supposed to be examples to the other nations how God's people live.
神已经和他们立约，让他们做神的子民，神是他们的神。他们要在众人之中、众国之中做他们的榜样，告诉他们应该怎样去敬畏、敬拜这位真神。
Sadly, the reason Moses is repeating this message is because it seemed to have fallen on deaf ears previously.
为什么摩西再一次的重申这样的诫命呢？因为之前他讲了以后，好像是对聋子讲的一样。
The people kept breaking their side of the covenant. They weren't following God's rules. They weren't following God's laws. They were unfaithful to him.
那些人不断地在那里违背神的律法，他们不断地去激怒神，好像神的律法对他们一点用都没有。
And even where the nation was here at this moment in Deuteronomy 6, about to enter the promised land, was not the first time they were in this position. They previously were...had the opportunity to go into the promised land.
甚至他们在这里已经在边界上面已经是第二次快要进入迦南之地了，这不是他们的第一次快要进入迦南之地。
40 years earlier, God said, here's the promised land that I'm giving to you.
40年前神对他们说，这是应许之地，我要给你们的地。
He says, I'm with you, I will continue to be with you, I will ensure your victory if you'll just trust me, if you'll just follow me.
我和你们同在，你们会得到这地，只要你们信靠我，只要你们可以来遵行我的命令。
For sake of time, we won't retell the passage, but they disobeyed God. They didn't trust him.
但是他们没有遵行神的命令，他们没有相信神。
They were afraid of the opposition and they refused to obey God.
他们拒绝遵行神的诫命。
Because of that, God said, well, you're going to face punishment. You, this generation will not go into the promised land.
因为如此，神就说，你们将要受到惩罚，你们这一代将没有办法进入迦南之地。
And so for 40 years, the nation wandered around in the wilderness.
所以40年之久，整个以色列民在旷野流浪。
Not just for 40 years until like, okay, your 40 years, this mark is up, and now you're in the promised land.
不只是这四十年，到了四十年末，然后你们就可以进入迦南地了。
But in reality, it was kind of a grim thing that they were waiting. They waited 40 years until all of those who were 20 years old and up at the time they rebelled against God died.
而是他们这四十年呢，是他们等到那一代违背神的人，20岁以上的那些人全都死尽了以后，然后过了四十年，他们才可以进入这迦南之地。
So this was this current generation's parents and grandparents.
对，这是这一代的他们的父辈和祖辈。
But even in this, God still kept his side of the covenant.
但是尽管如此，神还是在那里谨守遵行他这边的约。
Even in this, God was gracious and kind to his people.
即便在这个时候，神仍然对他的民满有怜悯和慈爱。
Even while they were wandering in the wilderness, even uh, Because of their rebellion, God still provided their food and their clothing and their needs.
尽管他们在叛逆之中，在他们流浪旷野的时候，神仍然供应他们所吃的、所穿的。
And here it is, 40 years later, he's given the people a second chance to do things right and to enter the promised land as they follow the Lord.
在这40年之后，神给他们第二次机会，让他们可以再一次的跟随他，进入这应许之地。
And so Moses, this is one last chance, as he won't be entering the promised land with them, but he wants to give them the most success he can. He wants to help them to follow the Lord when they enter the promised land.
所以摩西他虽然自己不能够与他们同入迦南地，同入这个应许之地，但他渴望这些人他可以遵行神的命令，以至于可以得到神的应许之地。
And so he gives them instruction that's much longer than we'll look at today. We'll just look at part of it.
他给他们的这样子的一个诫命是非常长的，我们没有时间讲所有的，只能在这里讲一部分。
We'll look at this morning. He says that if they are going to successfully live as God's people in the land, then they must, one, remember who their God is, love the Lord their God completely, and teach their children to love and follow the Lord.
他们若是想要在这个应许之地上亨通的话，他们就必须要做到三点。第一个就是知道他们所敬拜的神是谁，然后认识他是他们那个神是他们唯一的神。接着还要教训他们的儿女来谨守遵行爱这个神。
And this message for most of the people that we'll look at today applies to us as well.
摩西对这些人所讲的信息对我们今天也是有用的。
We're not Israel. We're not under the Old Testament law or the Old Covenant. Praise the Lord, we're under the New Covenant that was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们不是以色列人，我们已经不在旧约之下，我们感谢神已经在新约之下，已经有耶稣基督来拯救我们。
We could never keep all of the laws and all the rules, but the Lord, he lived, Jesus Christ lived a perfect sinless life. He did for us what we could not do.
我们没有办法行全律法，遵行完备的律法，然而感谢神，他赐给我们耶稣基督，让我们可以借着耶稣基督成全。
And so as Christians, even though we've been saved by grace through faith in Christ, we still must choose, commit to follow Christ, to live for him.
作为基督徒，我们已经靠着神的恩典与神和好，我们也愿意可以来行出，来做合神心意的事情。
So I want to make clear, just so we don't have any misunderstandings, as we look and get into this message that We don't do right. We don't obey God so that we can earn God's love and acceptance, but because we have been loved and accepted by God.
所以在我们看这段经文的时候，我们要很清醒的知道，我们不是因为要去得到神的接纳而去行这些律法。我们已经得到了神的完全接纳。我们要去作为已经被神接纳的人，我们要来看怎么样去做合神心意的事。
Our love and obedience to him is an overflow of his love for us.
他的神这样子满意，以至于他可以来爱我们。
So let's look at this passage.
所以我们一起来看这段经文。
As we also, we live in a world just like the nation of Israel that had a very hostile world around them.
我们来想一想，他们正在处于一种环境之下，周遭的国对他们都是充满了敌意。
They had a lot of temptations and pagan influences surrounding them.
他们周遭有非常多的异教的影响，异教的诱惑。
They knew what God said to do, but it wasn't going to be easy.
他们知道神的诫命是什么，但是要遵行他的命令是不容易的。
They must be committed to the Lord.
他们要对神委身。
And same with us, we have a lot of temptation around us. We have a lot that's trying to grab our attention and our allegiance away from the Lord.
对我们来说也是一样的，我们周遭也有很多的诱惑，我们周遭也有很多的势力想把我们从神的对神中心这边拉走。
I think as we come into the end of this year and go into the next year, it's a good time for us to stop and reflect and reprioritize and recommit to the Lord.
在这年末之际当我们要跨入新的一年的时候，我们愿意在这里花一定的时间，让我们自己可以对神有重新的一个委身。
This passage here in Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5 is often referred to as the Shema.
这个申命记第六章第四到第五节，然后一直是对我们说 Shema.
It's a Hebrew word that means hear.
所以它在希伯来语的 意思就是听。
And these couple of verses here became a very, very important to the Jewish people.
这几节经文对于以色列人来说，对于犹太人来说是至关重要的。
Eventually, these verses turn into a prayer that often devoted Jewish people would pray each morning and evening.
这些犹太人，他们很多人都会在早晨和晚上，每天都在用这句话来祷告。
So that them and their families would be continually reminded about who their God is.
所以以至于他们的家和他们自己可以不断地被提醒神，他们的神是谁。
And so here in verse 4, Moses is speaking.
所以在第四节，摩西在那里说。
He says this, he says, Hear, O Israel.
他说，以色列啊，你要听。
When he's telling them here, once again, it's just like that, listen up. He's not just, hey, just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
所以这个就好像是说听好了。他不是说你就来就光听就可以了。
And then just go about your way.
只是来，他不是说你只是来听，接着就自己管自己做自己该做的事情。
The word here also means obedient. It means to obey.
这里听的意思也包含了要遵行，要服从的意思。
So when Moses is saying to hear, he's saying to hear and then obey.
所以摩西在这里说他听好了，听啊，是说你听也要遵行。
In the Gospels, Jesus often used this as well for hear, that hey, hear this and then actually respond, act upon it.
所以在福音中，福音书中也经常有这样子，说耶稣对众人说，你们要听，听了还要遵行。
So Moses is telling them, if you're going to go into the land and you're going to be successful, you're going to be committed to the Lord, says, I have this instruction for you.
所以摩西在这里对众人说，你们如果要去那个应许给你们的地，要在那里亨通的话，你们必须要听好了。
First thing he tells them is to remember who your God is.
第一个就是你要记得您的神是怎样的神。
Verse 4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
第四节说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华，我们神是独一的神。
He reminds them that they serve the only God.
他提醒以色列人，他们所侍奉的神是独一的主。
That their God is not just one of many gods.
他们的神不只是众神中的一个。
In a competition of the greatest gods, their God is just not the best.
在与众神的较量之中，他们的神不是最好的。
But that they serve the only one.
但是而是他们所侍奉的那个神是独一的神。
And this was important.
这是很重要的事情。
Because if you know the nation of Israel's history, their downfall over and over again was that they kept following false gods.
因为你看到以色列人的历史，他们一遍又一遍的在那里跌倒，就是因为他们追随了别的神。
So Moses, if you're going to have success in the land, you're going to be committed to the Lord, then you need to reject any of these, all these false gods and be committed to the one only God.
所以有摩西在这里说，如果你要亨通，如果你要顺利的话，你不能顺从其他的任何的假神。
He wants them to understand that this God, and this God alone, he deserves their worship.
这个神，单单是这个神，配得你们的崇拜，配得敬拜。
He deserves their devotion, their loyalty, their faithfulness, their obedience.
他配得你们的敬拜，配得你们的尊崇，配得你们的顺服。
He is deserving of all glory and honor.
他配得一切的尊荣。
Glory is his and his alone.
荣耀归他，而且单单归他。
Moses knew that he was speaking to a people that were so quick to adapt to the gods or to the pagan gods around him.
摩西知道他的对象是一群非常快就会陷入异教崇拜的一群人。
But later in chapter 6, he points out, he tells them, when you get into the land, don't go after other gods, because your God is a jealous God.
接着他在那个第六章的后面就讲到，当你们进入那应许之地以后，不要快快的顺从当地的偶像，因为你们的神是一个忌邪的神。
I think sometimes for us, when we hear that God's a jealous God, it's kind of confusing because in our mind, we think of jealousy as just this petty, immature thing.
当我们看到就是忌邪或者是 jealous 这个嫉妒这个词的时候呢，我们有的时候会给它一个我们自己的色彩，因为感觉嫉妒是一个不成熟的一个表现。
Maybe it could be somebody jealous because somebody at work got the promotion they wanted, they thought was theirs.
可能有一些人在职场上会嫉妒，因为他觉得该升职的人是他自己，而不是别人。
It could be a boyfriend that's jealous that his girlfriend would even say hi to somebody at work.
所以也有可能是一个男朋友，然后他嫉妒他的女朋友居然在职场上，在工作的地方对其他人打招呼。
And that's kind of silly to us because when we think of jealousy, we think it's just this petty thing that you want something that's not really rightfully yours.
我们可能心中所以为的嫉妒就是一些小事情，本来不该属于你的，但是你就是非常想要得到它。
But when the Bible says that God's a jealous God, He's not just petty.
但是当圣经上说神是一个嫉妒的神的时候，这不是一件小的事情。
But God wants what is rightfully His, which is glory and honor and worship.
但是而是神他要本该属于他的东西，就是尊荣，然后荣耀以及我们的敬拜。
So Moses says, your God is the only God. It's also He's your God.
摩西说你们的神是独一的神，他也是你们的神。
Which is huge, and I think is encouraging for them and for us that even though we rebel against him, even though we sin against him, that he still chooses to love us.
这对我们来说是很重要的，因为即便我们有再多再多的叛逆，他仍然爱我们，他仍然是我们的神。
In Hebrews 13:5, it says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
在希伯来书三章第五节，他不会离弃我们，也不会不要我们。
The thing Moses wants them to know about God is that He never changes.
神是永远不改变的。
He's the only God. He's their God, and He never changes.
他是他们的神，他是唯一的神，他永不改变。
This means that we can trust Him.
这是说我们就可以因此而信靠他。
Just like the nation of Israel, they could trust Him. They could follow Him.
就像以色列这个民族一样，他们可以信靠神，可以来跟随神。
Hebrews chapter 13 says that he's always the same.
在希伯来书第十三章，他写到神是永远不变的。
He is a covenant promise-keeping God.
他是那位守约的神。
Even though his people may change and his people may not live under the agreement of the covenant, he remains the same.
即便他的民他们不遵守他们那边的约，但是神永远会遵守他这边的约。
Just as the nation here of Israel here, we too, we must remember who our God is.
正如以色列人一样，我们也要纪念，要一直纪念我们的神是什么样的神。
He must have our soul worship and devotion.
他必须有我们全部的尊崇和敬拜。
Know that we maybe today we don't have idols that we're going to bow down to or worship.
我们可能现在没有什么偶像让我们可以来跪拜。
But where does our loyalty and our devotion lie?
但是我们的这样的敬拜是在哪里呢？
What honor, what position does God have in our lives?
神在我们的生命当中有什么样的荣耀呢？
Moses, if you're going to be committed to the Lord, then you need to remember who the Lord is.
我们要来敬拜神，要向神委身的话，必须要记住神是什么样的神。
Next thing that Moses tells him is says to love the Lord your God completely.
接着是摩西告诉我们要全心全意的爱我们的神。
In verse 5 and 6 it says this, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart.
在第五节和第六节中写到，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
A life devoted to God leads to a life that loves the Lord.
一个为神完全委身的一个生命是一个完全顺服神的生命。
So we are to love with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our might, with everything.
我们要尽心尽性尽力用我们的一切来爱耶和华。
We are to be fully devoted and committed to Him.
我们要为他委身，完全的把我们一生投入在他身上。
And our love for him is in response to his love for us.
我们对他的爱是对他对我们的爱的回应。
That's why in his word in 1 John 4:19 it says, We love because he first loved us.
所以约翰一书第四章第十九节说到我们爱因为神先爱我们。
We don't know love apart from him.
我们除他以外不知道爱是什么。
How do we love the Lord?
但是我们怎么样去爱神呢?
How do we actually live this out?
我们怎么样把这个爱活出来呢？
Same love here equals obedience.
这里的爱其实就是和顺服、有同等的地位。
If we are going to love God, we show that by our obedience to God.
我们爱神的话就会遵守神的诫命。
True love is active.
真的爱是活出来的。
Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments.
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章第十五节说到，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
You know, as good as words are often a cheap substitute for action.
虽然就是有的时候言语是很重要的，但是有的时候行动大于言语。
If we remember even Christ's expression of love for us, he didn't just tell us he loved us, but it says in Romans 5:8 that even while we were sinners, Christ showed us his love.
我们知道耶稣爱我们，他不光是用言语来告诉我们他爱我们，而是就像在像罗马书第五章第八节所说的时候，我们在做罪人的时候，耶稣就将他的爱向我们显明了。
So love is obedience.
所以爱就是顺服。
You know, the nation of Israel, I'm sure that if you asked any of them at this time, if they loved the Lord, I'm sure they would all say yes.
当你们在那个时候问以色列人，你们是不是爱神的时候，他们可能会说，是，我们是爱神的。
I'm sure if you asked the generation before who wandered around for 40 years, if they loved the Lord, if I had to guess, they would say yes.
当你们问，我相信如果我们去问那个在旷野当中流浪40年的那前一代的人的时候他们到底是不是爱神，他们也会说我们是爱神的。
But often their love for the Lord and ours at times went no further than just the words that came out of their mouth.
但是他们的爱，包括我们现在对神的爱也是这样仅仅停留在我们的言语层面上。
It says to love and to obey.
这里是说你们要爱也要顺服。
Moses tells the people to hear what God says and do it.
摩西在这里说你们听着也要遵行。
So we ask, what is it that I'm supposed to obey then?
那我们就要问，我们要遵行什么呢？
What am I supposed to follow?
我们要谨守什么呢？
No, there's often a debate. Hey, which commands in the Bible am I supposed to adhere to?
我们很多的时候就会来争论，到底圣经上哪一条诫命是我们要遵守的呢？
In the Old Testament or the New Testament?
到底是旧约呢，还是新约呢？
And see, we won't go through a whole list, but I'm going to share a passage that Jesus shares with us in Matthew chapter 22.
我不会看所有的那个诫命，但是我在这里要跟大家分享在马太福音第二十二章中耶稣所说的话。
When some religious leaders tried to trip up Jesus,
那些宗教的领袖有一次想要来设计陷害耶稣。
And they kept failing miserably. They picked their best and their brightest lawyer and they sent him to Jesus.
但是他们每一次都非常惨败，他们总是选自己最聪明、最有能力的律法师去找耶稣的茬。
And in Matthew 22:36-40, they ask him, "What is the greatest commandment?"
在马太福音二十二章第三十六到第四十节说，他们就在那里问，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
This is what Jesus says in Matthew 22:36-40. He says, Teacher, which is the great commandment of the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
马太福音第二十二章三十六到四十节，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
He restates the great commandment in Deuteronomy 6:5 that we've already read.
耶稣在这里重复了在生命记第六章第四到第五节。
He says you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but also you're to love your neighbor as yourself.
他说你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，其次你也要爱人如己。
If you do this, then you will obey me.
如果你做了这两条的话，你就是真的是爱我，是遵行我的命令了。
Is love God and love people.
最要爱神爱人。
These cover, even if you look at the Ten Commandments, this covers all of that.
所以，你当你看到这十诫的时候，这两条其实就已经涵盖了十诫的内容了。
If you're familiar with the Ten Commandments, the first four have to do with our relationship with God.
如果你对十诫有一定了解的话，第一诫到第四诫是说了我们和神之间的关系。
But you could worry about all these rules and all these commands, but he says, if you love me, then you'll be faithful to me.
当你看了这么多的诫命，他在那里说，如果你爱我的话，你就会遵行这些。
Because if you love me, then you won't follow false gods.
如果你爱我的话，就不会敬拜那些假神。
And then the last six commands have to do with our relationship with others.
十诫中的后六条就是来规范我们和其他人之间的关系。
But if we love others, then we want the best for them.
如果我们也爱那些人的话，我们也要求那些人的好处。
If we love others, then we don't want to steal or murder or hurt them.
如果我们爱其他人、周遭的人的话，我们就不会想要去杀他们，不会想要去偷窃。
But Jesus says to love God and love people.
所以耶稣在这里说，我们要爱神也爱人。
If we love God, then we will love others.
我们若是爱神的话，也会爱别人。
You love God by loving people, and you will love people if you love God.
我们爱神也会爱其他的人。当我们真的把对别人的爱活出来的时候，说明我们也是爱神的。
Even in 1 John chapter 4, it mentions that you know, we can't say that we love God if we hate our brother, if we hate others.
也在那个约翰一书，他这里说，如果我们恨兄弟的话，那我们就不能说我们是爱神的。
Once again, Moses says, hey, if you're going to have success in the land, if you're going to be committed to the Lord, if you're going to be God's people in your world, you need to learn to love the Lord completely.
摩西在这里提醒以色列人，若是你们要在那应许之地亨通，要在应许之地蒙神祝福的话，你们就必须要爱神。
You need to obey and follow his word.
你们要谨守遵行神的诫命。
This isn't just a legalistic or ritualistic kind of religion.
这不是一个律法主义。
That's not our motive for doing right.
这不是我们要做好事的一个动机。
Our love and obedience to God is in response to His love for us.
我们爱神去遵行他的诫命是回应他对我们的爱。
It's in response to His working in our life.
是我们对他在我们生命中所做的工的一个回应。
As he is sanctifying us to make us more like him.
他在我们的身上做成圣的工作，让我们可以更像主。
So here Moses is, he says, hey, listen up. I need to remember who the Lord your God is.
所以摩西在这里说，听好了，我要你们记得神是什么样的神。
Just love the Lord your God completely, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
你们要全心全意、尽心尽性尽力地爱耶和华你们的神。
The last verse, if you're going to have success in the land, not just now, but in the future.
接着，如果你们不想只是在今时今日，在你们所要进入的应许之地亨通的话，而是要在将来也得享福分的话。
It says, then you must teach your children to love and follow the Lord.
你们也必须要教导你们的子孙你们的儿女来谨守遵行神的诫命。
He said, it's not just something you hold on to, but you need to teach those that are coming behind you.
所以不光是你们自己来遵守，你们也要让你们的后代来谨守。
Let's look at verse 7. It says, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
所以在生命记第六章第七节开始讲到，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
That you must diligently teach your children God's word.
所以你们必须要殷勤教导儿女让他们也遵行神的话。
Future success of the nation of Israel was dependent on them passing on their faith to their kids.
这关系到以色列以后的繁荣就是他们必须要把这个教导给他们的儿女。
That doesn't mean that they'll always listen.
不代表说那些孩子们一定每次都听。
That doesn't mean that they'll always choose to follow that.
不代表他那些儿女每次都会选择去谨守遵行。
We see even in the nation of Israel throughout the Old Testament, we see that later generations continually rebelled against God.
我们看到以色列历史，后那些后来的一代又一代，他们不停的在那里违背神。
But our job as parents, as a church, is to pass on our faith to our kids, to the next generation.
但是作为我们父母，作为教会，我们就必须要对下一代有这样的一个传承。
Parents, our number one responsibility is to teach and disciple our children.
父母们，我提醒你们，我们第一首要的职责就是要教导我们的儿女，要使他们成为门徒。
We care for them and we nurture them and we want them to have the best success in life, but are we teaching them God's word?
我们在生活当中养育他们，照顾他们，让他们可以成为成功的人，但是我们有没有教导他们也谨守遵行神的诫命呢？
As a church, we must be intentional to invest in and teach the next generation about God.
作为教会，我们也必须要在教育下一代这些事情上非常的上心。
Christ must be the center of our homes.
基督必须要成为我们家的主。
He must be our foundation, not just an aspect of it, but he must be a foundation of our house.
他不只是应该成为我们生活的一部分，而是应该成为我们整个生命的基石。
Moses says to teach them diligently.
摩西在这里说要殷勤地教导他们。
In verse 7 he says, And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise.
摩西在这里说要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论。
It doesn't mean that we can't talk about anything else other than the Bible.
当然这不是说我们除了圣经以外什么都不可以讲。
It doesn't necessarily mean that the second we wake up, we're just rattling verses to each other all the way until we go to bed.
不是说我们从早上起来一直到晚上睡觉都要拿着经书拿着经文来讲。
But Christ must be the center of our home. He must have a priority in our home.
但是耶稣基督要成为我们家的中心，他必须要成为我们首要的。
Sadly, often I think that Christ gets mentioned little often in our own houses.
但是可悲的是我们看到耶稣在我们的家庭当中可能只是占很小的一个部分。
And this is not me getting after you all. It's easy for all of us to do that.
每一个人都可能很容易地陷入这样的境况。
We must be intentional to teach our kids.
所以我们必须要上心，要努力地去教导我们的子女。
Maybe you're sitting here today, you're like, I don't have kids, or my kids are grown and gone. As a church, we must be intentional to invest in those that are coming up behind us.
你可能说我没有孩子，或者说我的孩子已经长大，已经离开家了。但是在这个教会当中，作为整个教会，我们必须要努力的去教养教会的下一代。
The word of God needs to be commonplace and normal in our house.
神耶稣基督将应该成为我们共同的一个部分。
We must teach our children. We must teach others about Him. We must talk about Him. We need to also set the example of how to follow Him.
我们必须要彼此的教导，我们要告诉别人耶稣基督是什么样子的，我们也要在这个方面做出榜样。
Maybe some reasons that we don't always talk about God and His Word in our home. Maybe one is we sometimes have this false idea that just others will do it for us.
如果我们在家中或者是在其他的场合没有讨论到足够的耶稣的话，有可能我们有一个错误的感觉。或者错误的想法就是别人会替我们讲。
If I send them to church, they'll handle it for me.
我们把孩子送到教会，教会就会帮我们解决我们孩子的问题。
And at church, we want to assist and help and to point kids to the Lord.
我们作为教会，我们可以来辅助，把孩子引到这个正确的方向。
Ultimately, as parents, we are the primary disciple makers of our kids.
但是作为父母，我们是孩子教导孩子，培养他们做门徒的首要的人。
So we must be intentional to disciple them at home.
所以我们必须要努力，要上心，在家中来让他们成为门徒。
Another reason we may often struggle to this is it's just awkward, right?
还有一个原因，可能我们会觉得这个有点尴尬。
Especially as our kids get older and they're teenagers.And maybe if we haven't done this before, it's just kind of an awkward thing for some reason.
尤其当我们的孩子可能进入青少年的阶段，或者是更大的时候，当我们之前没有好好的教育他们的时候，这时候可能会有一些尴尬。
And I get that and I acknowledge it, but if I can encourage you just to embrace the awkwardness.
我知道这个你们的苦衷，但是我想还是在这里鼓励你们也激励你们，你们可能就是要迎难而上。
It continues to be awkward often because we don't just do it.
它当我们不去做的时候，它可能就会继续变得很难。
So we just need to start.
所以我们就需要开始。
And we need to start is by sharing your testimony. Have your kids ever heard how you came to know the Lord?
你们可以跟你们的孩子们分享你们的见证。你们的孩子有没有听过你们是怎么信主的呢？
Have they ever heard your struggles and your journey to faith?
他们有没有听过你自己的挣扎，你在信仰之旅上的故事呢？
Maybe you say, I don't know a lot about the Bible. I don't know where to start, but we could start right there by sharing our testimony with others.
你可能说我对圣经不太了解，但是呢，这时候你就可以去和别人分享你们的自己的见证，你们自己的故事。
Our culture around us, they are not bashful at all in teaching their agenda and teaching their immoral lifestyle really to our kids.
我们这个社会是如此的堕落，他们在教导我们孩子学坏的时候一点都不害羞。
And so we must unashamedly teach our children how to love and worship and follow God's word.
所以我们也必须在教导我们的孩子和他们分享关于神的事情，关于敬拜神的事情的时候，我们也必须除去我们心中的羞怯。
The reason I think sometimes we struggle maybe to talk about God and His word at home is maybe we know that we're not living it out in front of our kids.
有的时候我们可能在家中不愿意谈论关于神的事情，是因为我们知道我们在孩子面前也没有活出神的诫命来。
And I don't mean this as like pointing fingers at you, like, hey, get your act together.
所以我不是想要来指责你们，但是我们要一起来努力。
Because I think all of us could admit, right, that we struggle in actually living out our faith at times.
我们每一个人都会有生命当中的挣扎，是不是？
And it can be hard and awkward to share our faith with our kids when they don't see us living it out.
当我们没有做好，我们的孩子也看到我们没有做好的时候，可能我们与他们分享我们的信仰是有些难。
So we must be examples to our kids. As a church, we must be examples to the children and the children's ministry and the youth ministry.
所以我们必须要在家中对我们的孩子做好榜样。作为教会，我们也应该对青少年事工和儿童事工中的青少年和儿童也做好榜样。
This doesn't mean we're perfect and we have it all together and we have to put on this fake facade.
我们不完全，但是我们不能够假冒为善。
But the opposite is true. Our kids even, they need to see, hey, when dad or mom, they messed up, they sinned, that they repented.They ask for forgiveness.
但是当那些孩子们他们看到他们需要看到妈妈和爸爸有可能会跌倒，但是他们也会也会悔改，也会成长，也会在神的话语当中去认罪。
We must teach our kids, teach the next generation, not just with our words, but with our life.
所以我们对下一代的教导不光是要用言语，也要用我们的生活。
It's often caught more than just taught.
然后在小事上抓住机会跟他们讲。
So today, if I can encourage you with this passage.
所以我在这里今天用这段经文与大家互勉。
I encourage you this week to remember who your God is.
去勉励大家要记住神是谁。
Give him your full loyalty and devotion. Worship him alone.
他值得我们完全的敬拜，我们要完全的敬拜他。
As you start preparing for your new year, maybe putting some goals or dreams or resolution.
当你们为新年做准备，可能要立一些新年的目标的时候。
Where is God on that list?
神在这个你们的清单上面占什么样子的位置？
Learn to love the Lord your God. Love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
学习去爱你们的神，全心全意，尽心尽心尽力的爱你们的神。
Show him your love through your obedience to him.
将你们的爱化成你们对他的顺服。
Next, intentionally teach the next generation.
然后也要尽心的来教导我们的下一代。
So today I encourage you to reflect on what God's done in your life.
我们今天啊，我来鼓励大家一起来思考神在我们生命当中的作为。
Take some time. Be intentional to reprioritize your life and your family around God.
希望大家可以花一些时间，可以重新安排我们生命的优先次序。
Maybe even recommit to following the Lord more in 2022.
让我们在2022年可以更多的来跟随神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
神啊，为您的言语，我们来敬啊，我们来感谢您。
Lord, we thank you for your salvation.
我们为着您的救恩来感谢您。
God, you know that we're busy people.
神，您知道我们是忙碌的人。
We have a lot on our plate.
我们有很多的事情要做。
And much of it is stuff that we can't avoid or get rid of.
我们有很多的事情是无法避免，没有办法除去的。
God, as we prioritize our life and we plan our life, Lord, would you help us to put you first?
神啊，求您啊，真的来帮助我们，把您放在首位。
Would you help us as we go to our works, Lord? Help us to do as best we can so we bring glory to you, Lord. But help us to do it for your glory, for your honor, not for our own.
当我们在职场上，我们在工作的时候，主啊，就求您可以来帮助我们，可以来活出您的荣耀，而是为了您的荣耀，不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
Lord, would you help us to learn to love you?
神啊，就求您可以帮助我们啊，如何来爱您。
Lord, thank you for the love that you've shown to us.
感谢您对我们的爱。
Thank you that we can even know love because of you.
感谢您让我们可以啊，因为您的缘故知道啊，您的知道爱。
But help us to follow your word and to love you with obedience.
求您让我们可以来谨守您的诫命，让我们可以啊，把我们的顺服把您的爱活在把我们的爱活在我们的顺服当中。
Not just to live rules or follow an agenda so we can feel good, but out of genuine love for you.
啊，不光只是顺服您的条条规规，而真的是啊，真心的爱您。
God, would you give us the wisdom and the courage to teach our children and the next generation about you?
求神真的给我们智慧，也给我们胆量，让我们可以来教导我们的下一代，让他们也来顺服您。
Lord, I ask you that you would be with each one of these parents in this room.
神啊，求您与在场的每一位父母同在。
You would help them have peace and to not grow weary, but to be intentional, Lord, to just keep following you.
求您赐给我们平安，然后让我们可以来存心的来顺服您。
Lord, we need you, and my prayer is that we would want you.
神啊，我们真的是需要您，也让我们可以知道我们真的是要得着您。
Father, we ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。